But the problem is that all these allegations of corruption have been floating around FIFA for quite some time, even into the last decade and beyond. So I think that the public and the fans of football have just about had enough, and their patience is wearing thin. Sepp Blatter, when he made his statement on Wednesday, was incredulous that people should be still questioning that FIFA was perhaps corrupt. He found it quite offensive. And that really is a misjudgment when you consider all the headlines and all the things that people are talking about with FIFA at the moment.
So what accounts for this mismatch between public mood and FIFA understanding?
Oh, well, that's very hard to understand because I'm not in the mind of FIFA. I mean, Sepp Blatter has always said that FIFA is run as a family. I just think they've got into this situation where they find themselves almost thinking that they're different from the rest of the world, even though the football, of course, is a sport that's watched by millions all over the place and is identified with. They're not identifying with the way it's being run at the moment.
But FIFA is an international organisation, so is this actually anything to do with Switzerland?
Well, of course, Switzerland is the host nation for FIFA and many other sporting organisations, NGOs. I mean, it's one of Switzerland's calling cards. They invite these organisations to set up a shop in Switzerland, and it's great for Switzerland's prestige. And what people are asking is, well, if Switzerland, if you're so happy to have all these organisations come and set up on your soil, should you not be having some kind of oversight of their activities, or at least have some kind of punishments waiting in the background to regulate the way they behave? Switzerland not only gives these organizations very favorable tax rates, they also give them a very loose legal framework in which to operate, and they don't burden them with all these rules that the commercial companies would have to abide by. Switzerland updated its corruption laws in 2006 and made a very conscious decision back then not to include sporting bodies.
What's going to happen in the end?
Well, it's very difficult to say. At the moment, FIFA have launched their own internal investigation. But as we mentioned earlier on, not a lot of people have much faith in this investigation. I spoke to the Swiss Justice Ministry this week, and they say they have no plans whatsoever to make FIFA comply with corruption laws. It seems that they're still going to be outside of this law. The politicians don't seem to want to do anything about it. The police can't really do anything about it. The courts have investigated such matters before, and nothing has happened. So maybe if FIFA is to clean up its act, it's going to have to be through public pressure from the fans all over the world who are saying we've had enough.